Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of No Rest for the Dead, 26 Writers, One Mystery. Edited by Andrew F. Gulley and Lemya J. Gulley, and narrated by actors from the Recorded Books Repertory Company.
Diary of John Nunn by Andrew F. Gulley. August 2010. There is always that case, the one that keeps me awake at night. The one that got away. It'll always be there, gnawing at the edges of my mind. It doesn't matter that 10 years have passed. It doesn't matter that the case is officially closed. An innocent woman was executed. I was the one who helped make it happen. And on the sad night when the needle was inserted into her arm, injecting her with death, part of my life ended too. Back then, I thought I was working a straightforward case, but every action I was taking was a step closer to ending it for Rosemary, destroying her life and mine. I thought I had the facts, the physical evidence, the blood-stained blouse, the missing button, her fingerprints, her contradictory answers during the investigation, the public argument she had had with her husband after he demanded a divorce, her trip to Mexico the week he went missing, when she'd told her friends that she doubted Christopher would ever come back. Of course, she was right. He never did come back. Not alive. Christopher Thomas's badly decayed body was found inside an Iron Maiden in the German Historical Museum of Berlin several weeks later. It seemed like a simple case. Crazy, but simple. In a fit of rage, Rosemary Thomas killed her husband, then dragged his body inside the Maiden, because she knew that it was going to be shipped back to Germany.